This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
If news breaks, we break in any time. Now back to America's most powerful talk lineup, WHIO.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be diving into the topic of follow your prescriptions. And I know, like, you're like, Dr. Juan, that sounds like medical, drugs, etc. Just listen to the show and you'll realize that that's not exactly what I'm saying. But nonetheless, I'm going to dive into the whole idea of following your prescriptions, right? Whether it's from a medical doctor, your chiropractor, your physical therapist, etc., because it is important, but there's a couple of caveats that we'll be diving into. So again, that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before I dive into the topic, I always want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. Find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. If you want to come to our office as a new patient, you can text the words new patient. Mention in that you're obviously coming from the radio, you will get a discount for that initial examination and x-rays. Also, if you want to just come to one of our workshops, we do have a workshop, immunity workshop, your self-defense, as far as defending your body naturally from all the icky stuff that's coming in the fall. So I want to prepare now before school starts again here in the next few weeks. And I know I'm talking, you're probably thinking I'm crazy, but it'll be here before we know it. So again, we have that event coming up on August 1st here in our office at 6:30 p.m. Here at Full Life Chiropractic, 1735 West Main Street. So if you want to come to that immunity event, you can text the word immunity to 937-552-7364. That event is free, as all of our events are. So again, before I dive into the topic today about following your prescriptions, right? I want to share with you why it is that I get on radio. I know some of you have been listening for years. Some of you are just listening for the very first time. Some of you kind of catch me here and there, and you might have caught the last part of the show or the middle of the show. Probably never heard my story or my mom's story, really. And why it is that I get on radio, why it is that I get so passionate about what I do, and why it is that I obviously try my absolute best to help people not become my mom. So, and this past week, we had a dinner at our office. I was still waiting and obviously, praying for Basils to continue to do their fixing up that they're doing so we can start having dinners there. But nonetheless, I had a patient, she's probably listening right now, who has been listening for over 5 years, recently lost her husband a few years ago. And, she finally said, I came to you and I've been listening to you for years now, and it's finally time for me to take care of me and take care of my health. So again, that's why I get on radio, for people like that. So she's listening. She knows who she is. She was at the dinner. I can't disclose her name because she didn't give me permission. But nonetheless, it's just those stories are the ones that just melt my heart, because, again, here you are listening week in and week out. Some of you do that, and you're just not ready to take the plunge yet because life, family members, finances, et cetera, time, et cetera, are not in your favor right now, and that's okay. Just know the doors are always open, and we're here to serve whenever you're ready. And get to the root cause of the problem so you don't become my mom. So why my mom? Some of you are listening for the first time. It's like, why are you talking about your mom like that? Well, my mom called me 10 years ago to tell me devastating news, and that was to tell me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. That's why I don't want you to end up like my mom, right? My mom called me to tell me this devastating news, at which point she starts crying on the phone. Then, of course, I start crying on the phone when she tells me this, because my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table and a roof over our head. So I asked my mom at that moment, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And of course, I'm like, holy cow, like, you're not doing the conventional treatment. You're not doing anything. You're a guaranteed death sentence. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of chiropractic school. My wife and I, Dr. Whitney and I, are both chiropractic students at the time. And we're stressed to the gills. The last thing we needed was one of our parents to have cancer. So I'm like, I don't know what to do, Mom, but I know one thing. I know God put an amazing power in your brain. And if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, it ought to function and heal at 100%. So Mom, let's get your spine checked. So we got her spine checked. And you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle in your neck when we look at it on x-ray. My mom's x-ray showed and revealed that she had lost 100% of the curve of her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight, 0 degrees out of 45, which is not normal. From front to back, when you look at the x-ray in that T1 through T5 area, like upper thoracic, mid-thoracic region, right by between the shoulder blades area, my mom had a bend in her spine going off to the side. And when I saw that on her x-rays, I knew there was no way that that was helping anything. If anything, it was probably causing more problems. So when I saw it, I'm like, you know what? That makes complete sense. Because for years, my mom suffered from upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And every single time she went to the doctor, she always got a drug as an answer to follow her prescription, right? So follow your prescriptions, right? My mom took the medications, never did the surgeries that they recommended, but you fast forward, she kept on taking those medications, masking the symptom, until one day she had this explosion of cancer that now threatened to take her life at any moment. So I finally asked my mom, why are you doing things different now? You've been doing the follow the prescription mentality. Why now are you doing things different? So, son, it is simple. I finally realized that I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Four of those grandchildren are my kids. Eden, who's now 11 years old, Eve, who's 9, Jean-Luc, who's 6, Ellery, who's 3 years old. So my mom took responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity of having a grandmother in the future. And because of that, I am thankful, happy, and blessed to report that my mom is still alive today, literally 10 years post-diagnosis, even though her doctors told her, you will be dead in 6 months if you don't follow our treatment. So my mom took responsibility for her health. And the question I always love to ask is, who is responsible for your health? And everybody always knows the answer. You are responsible for your health. But in our country, we go to a doctor that tells us what's wrong with us after testing. And they give us a solution, typically two solutions, either a drug or a surgery, for the most part. And I know there's doctors listening right now. I have a lot of professionals that listen to the show from what I've heard, because patients of mine come to me and say, hey, my doctor, my dentist, my blah, 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 listens to your show. And they agree with a lot of stuff you say, but they just unfortunately can't say it themselves because they can lose their opportunity wherever they're working at, right? But, you know, like, You have to be aware that there is another way that you can actually approach your health. You can be preventative. Listen, I'm not perfect. Neither is any of my patients that come to our office, you know, but literally you can do better than what you're doing right now. And unfortunately, in our country, we're taught to have the unfortunate victim mentality that's permeated across. This is beyond politics, the youth, millennials versus Gen Z versus the baby boomers. It's beyond all that. It's just that, feel bad for yourself. I can't help myself. That's the whole genetics mentality. Well, it's in your genes. It's in your genes, Dr. Juan. You're going to have blah, blah, blah disease. It may be in my genes, but I choose how I express my genes for the most part based on what I do with my body and what I expose it to in the forms of foods, toxins, etc. So that's the study of epigenetics. You can literally look it up. A gene you can have, and it can express itself, especially for a disease process. It can express itself no matter what you do. And some people are unfortunately in that boat. But a lot of these chronic diseases, like, you know, heart disease, cholesterol issues, blood, you know, sugar issues, etc., all these diseases are pawned off on people and being told that, hey, it's hereditary. You can't do anything about it. Don't even fight it. Just enjoy your life and take this pill. Follow the prescription. And it's frustrating because there is something you can do. And the problem is that a lot of doctors have given up hope on patients. I don't give hope on my patients unless you ask me, like, Dr. Juan, don't even try to get me better. Just alleviate what I got. I know I'm going to the grave and I'm going to get surgery, so it doesn't matter. Just do your best. I've had a couple patients like that. I actually had a patient, unfortunately, she ended up passing away, that was so, man, I don't even know what word to use here. she was so worried about her death and making sure she had the tombstone and didn't want to put her family through having to pay for that and all the stuff that unfortunately she ended up passing away, right? Like, what you focus on grows, right? So legitimately, like, I understand that some doctors give up on people because they're like, dude, this person's not going to do what I asked them to do. Instead of us fooling me and fooling them and then fooling ourselves, let's just be real. Take the metformin, keep eating whatever you want, try your very best to do better. But you know what? Good luck, and I'll see you in 6 months, and then I'll probably up your medication. And then try to work out, but I know you're not going to listen, so don't work out if you don't want to because I got drugs for you right here. And again, doctors are not bad. Doctors that are listening right now, you know your heart. When you went to school, some of you went to school because you saw some of the people you love and care about that have probably gone, some of your parents, grandparents, et cetera, that died from the disease processes that could have been prevented, drove you to say, you know what, I'm going to become a medical doctor so I can help people. And then unfortunately, you go to school and you think it's something, but then it ends up being something else. And you're learning pharmacology, you're learning all this stuff. And then you get back on the other end and there's a formula algorithm of what you're supposed to follow and what to do and what not do, right? And again, I'm not trying to ruffle feathers here, but that's just unfortunately the situation where a lot of medical doctors that are now $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 in debt, some of them are disillusioned with what they thought they were going to do and what they're actually doing. And unfortunately, I can see how they can become cynical. So like doctors, I feel for you. Patients, give your doctors a break. And then on top of that, you have patients coming in. Hey, doc, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Like, I'm smarter than you, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I can understand why they're like, dude, just take metformin. Here's your lisinopril. Oh, you're doing great. Yeah, smile and nod. Cute and cuddly. Like, you know, Madagascar, the little penguins, right? Cute and cuddly, boys, right? And I'm not trying to be patronizing or anything like that. But again, it's just a very tough situation that's been created by the way our medical model has been run and has been infiltrated by, obviously, different ideologies, right? The medicine is important. It is needed when it's needed. If I'm in a car accident, my arm is hanging off by a thread and I'm in pain and my heart's starting to stop because I lost so much blood, give me a chiropractic adjustment afterwards, but that's not what I need to be doing at that moment. I need the drugs. I need the surgery. I need that stuff, right? But the problem is that is the first line of defense right now that is being applied to every problem, including chronic diseases that are preventable. It's like, no, let's just do the conventional, let's just pills and cut you open and pills again and cut you open again, instead of going minimally invasive to most invasive. And now when you get to the end, and some of you are there right now, and then I got to go on a break, you get to the end of that and you're sitting like, well, my doctor told me there's nothing else they can do. They've done the surgeries, I've taken the drugs, and nothing else will work. Where are you left now? You know why you're there? Because you never started with the least invasive, like losing a little bit of weight, eating a little bit better, all these different things that by the time they had to introduce the medication, it probably would have worked better. But the reality is this, your body's so broken and beat up and shattered that even the drugs can't help it. Sit on that, stew on it, chew on it. I'll be back. I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Sunny Saturday ahead, high temperature right around 83 degrees, feeling pretty nice with the humidity, and Sunday just as nice, a little bit warmer in the mid-80s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that's 937-552-7364. And if you want to text, you know, new patient, workshop, so you can text workshop or immunity. We have an immunity workshop about the body's ability to boost its own immunity, the immune system, and where it comes from. So that is on August 1st at 6:30 p.m. in our office, a Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. Starting here. It's free. Come listen, learn, apply, transform. That is what you're supposed to do when you come across new cutting-edge information or reapplication of information you already knew and just getting back on the horse, as they say, right? So if you're interested in coming to that, you can text the word immunity to 937-552-7364. So in the previous segment, I was talking about the prescription medical model. And, you know, and it's just not just the medical model. You know, the natural model does it. We all do it, right? But, you know, going off on a tangent there on the last segment, just kind of diving into the psychology behind doctors are burned out, patients are burned out, the pharmaceutical companies just keeps coming out with a new solution to the same problem to figure out how to help people better, right? And it's because people are not taking care of themselves in the first place because they fall victim to the mentality of, well, I can't help myself. The doctor has to help me. And I guarantee you every doctor will agree with me for the most part. You know, if you need an open heart surgery, you can't help yourself. You're not going to do open heart surgery on yourself. But if you can do something like losing weight or controlling your diet or these other things that you can do, your doctor will 100% agree with me that you should try your absolute best to do everything within your power. And then when you get to that limitations of matter, then boom, they come in and, by the way, they help you with whatever means necessary from least invasive to most invasive. So that's where prescriptions come in, right? So follow the prescription. Follow your prescriptions, right? That's the name of the show. That's the title of the show. Why? Because prescriptions are important. So let's move away from actual medical drugs, prescription over-the-counter, prescription drugs, etc. Follow the prescription. Let's say that you slip and fell and you hurt your back and you don't come to the chiropractor because it's just not your thing you do, never been around it, don't really trust it, etc. You go to your physical therapist. Great, great profession, phenomenal people within it. We refer to Dr. Jim Drake at NovoCare constantly. We love the work he does. Our patients love him, right? But you fall, you slip, etc. Something hurts. Once you get up and you start getting better, you realize like, man, I'm actually stuck here. I don't want to really take the drugs. I don't want to see a chiropractor because it's kind of, you know, not my thing. I'm going to go see a physical therapist. Go to your doctor. They write a prescription for you or referral for you to go to that physical therapist. That physical therapist does their actual workup and they realize that, hey, you have muscle tightness here. This muscle is really weak. This one is kind of damaged or bruised. They're going to write you a prescription of exercises you need to do in their actual facility and also at home. Okay? So in that moment, do you follow the prescription? Of course you do. You want to get better. You want to get back to pulling weeds. You want to get back to gardening. You want to get back to playing with your grandkids on the floor. So of course you follow the prescription, and it's a positive thing. You have to follow the prescription. The issue is, and I got to take a quick break here in a second, that you follow the prescription for things that sometimes are not the absolute best for you. All of us know some of these medications you're on has severe side effects and they might not even be helping you. You follow that prescription to a T, you take it, you're like, Dr. Juan, my doctor said that I have to take it. And again, I can't take anybody off of prescription drugs. That's not my realm, right? But I encourage the patients to go talk to their doctors and maybe changing the dosage or, you know, changing the prescription or reducing it or trying to pause it for a while, whatever the case is, right? People will take that to a T and die on the hill for that. But they literally like, oh, how are you doing with your physical therapy exercises that Dr. Jim Drake recommended and his team recommended? Like, you know, I'm kind of slacking, right? But you better believe that you will not ever miss taking that lisinopril or whatever the drug before you go to bed the night before, right? So again, this is the issue. Follow your prescription. When you do it in one place, you do it in all places. If you don't do it in all places, then obviously you have to question your congruency on how you want to approach your health. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave, Susan, Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
sister station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says federal whistleblowers are telling him security at last Saturday's Trump rally in Pennsylvania was much too loose.
Well, one thing is that most of the detail assigned to Trump that day into that rally were not Secret Service, that most of them were from other federal agencies, including Homeland Security.
Well, Senator Hawley says the shooter flew a drone across the scene. The Secret Service did not. The Biden campaign insists the president will not drop his reelection bid, despite more Democrats calling for that. Florida Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz telling Fox News Primetime.
Democrats, I think, need to look at this holistically. We obviously want to defeat Donald Trump. But at the same time, if the country decides to give Donald Trump the wheel, we'd like to also see him get some breaks. And that's either winning the House or winning the Senate.
America is listening to Fox News.
We have high pressure that's building in across the Miami Valley this weekend. That means temperatures are pretty seasonable in the mid-80s for highs, starting out a little bit below average in the mid to low 60s. But we keep the bright sunshine around, and the humidity stays in check all weekend long, even by Monday. Still really nice, a mixture of clouds and sun, up to 86 degrees, and looks like storm chances are coming through after that. Could get some storms late in the day on Tuesday, 82 degrees the high. And then I'm watching a wave of low pressure that will bring us some showers and storms, likely Wednesday and into Thursday. Temperatures still into the mid-80s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
This is the Miami Valley's home for Fox News, the most powerful name in news. WHIO. If news breaks, we break in any time. Now back to America's most powerful talk lineup. WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So again, I want to welcome you. Those of you who are just joining us right now, today we're diving into the topic of follow your prescriptions, right? Follow the prescription or follow your prescriptions, right? This is a very, very hot topic and very important to discuss. It's the first show I've ever done on it. I just kind of been observing a trend of patients and the things they're doing or not doing. So I figured this is a very, very important thing to talk about. So if you're joining us, I'll dive into what I'm talking about regarding that. It's not necessarily just due to medicine and medical prescriptions, but other prescriptions as well. But before I get into all that, again, I always want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on Spotify and or podcasts by searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can download this show, any other shows we've done in the past. You can share those with family members, friends, etc. Listen to it on the go if you're not getting on there, getting on the radio here on Saturday mornings. And then you can apply that information and share it and then re-listen to it, take notes, etc. So again, you can find that information anywhere as far as our office, what we do, and all these different topics we talk about. So as always, if you have any further questions, you want a little bit more details, we have different events that are coming up. So our soonest event that's coming up here is going to be August 1st. Here is the immunity workshop in our practice here at Full Life Chiropractic, 1735 West Main Street in Troy. That event is on August 1st, 6:30 p.m. here in our office. We're going to be diving into the immune system. Some of you that are patients are like, Dr. Juan, that sounds like that immunity workshop you did like a year ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago and 4 years ago. You caught on. We do it every year. Why? Because fall is coming. We all notice that the sun is not coming out as early anymore. It's unfortunate. Some people like hate it because winter's going to be here before we know it and all that stuff. And you're like, Dr. Juan, shut your crazy brain up, right? But the reality is this, though. I'd rather you be equipped now and know what you should have in your, supplement cabinet, not medicine cabinet, right? As far as what to do to combat the summer cold that's going around, the potential changes and variants and crazy stuff that may be coming around in the fall. So I want to equip you now And I think that equipping you in the middle of October or September is a little too late. So let's just equip you now, right now, at the very beginning of August, especially since kids are going to be going back to school, immune system mixing, kids are moving from different areas back to this area, et cetera, et cetera. So all that stuff is the reason why we're doing it. August 1st, 6:30 p.m. in our practice. So if you're interested in coming to that, text the word immune to immunity to 937-552-7364 for a free workshop here in our office. Again, August 1st at 6:30 p.m. So now let's get back on the topic of follow your prescriptions, right? So on the previous segment, I was talking about prescriptions from a physical therapist, right? Physical therapist will literally say, hey, you have to do these exercises this amount of times so your spine or your back or your knee or whatever can get stable so it can heal and then you can go on doing life like you wanted to, right? Or you were doing before the injury. So that is very, very good. You know, and this is where I got this topic as I was thinking. I was sitting there stewing over some of, comments that I've had, conversations that I have with patients. And whenever they're talking about the medical encounters they're having with their medical doctors and the doctor's saying that you have to take this and you have to do this and all these different things. Again, not that I disagree with that doctor or I agree with them. I don't know what their basis are for making the recommendations they're making or not making, right? But I know one thing is that whatever that doctor tells you, for the most part, people follow. People are like, oh, yeah, my doctor said I have to do this, so I'm going to do the surgery. I'm going to do the medications, et cetera, right? So you follow the prescription then. When it's reactive, when you finally have the explosion about to happen, is imminent or has already happened, right? People follow the prescription really, really well when there's a pain point, right? And the pain point being, if I don't take this drug, I'm going to have a heart attack, I'm going to die early, my kids are going to grow up without a dad. Or if I don't take this medication, I'm going to end up with cancer or whatever crazy thing, or diabetes or whatever it is, right? So that pain point is so big that you have no other options. You feel defeated. I can only imagine. It's man, I don't want to take meds, but my body's not functioning. I can't work. I can't be a dad. And you know what? How bad could it be? It's just one pill. You take that pill for a few years. Then, you keep getting your checkups. One of the side effects of that pill is whatever side effect, you start noticing it. You don't put two and two together. You don't realize it yet. Then you realize, holy cow, I think I'm having a side effect from that drug. Although it's helping me in this major issue, there's an explosion or about to be an explosion. So I have to do something. So I can't really get off this drug. But I'm going to go back to my doctor and talk to him about these side effects that I'm having that are detrimenting my quality of life in another way. So you go to your doctor. They say, okay, hey, listen, I get it. I'm glad that this is helping high blood pressure, whatever, insert symptom here, right? Whatever issue you're having, I'm glad it's helping that. Unfortunately, we knew from the beginning that there are side effects, and some people are more susceptible to some than others. In your case, you have blah symptom now as a side effect of that drug to treat the first actual symptom, right? And guess what they tell you? I'm so sorry, but you're going to have to take this other medication. And some of you love that environment and you love doing that. And again, no harm, no foul, bro. Do you, boo, right? If that's what you want to do, that's all good. Awesome for you. Most people I meet, and again, I would imagine people that are not into natural health care and not preventative would never really come to my office. So I don't really meet those people. I do when I'm out and about and people find out I'm a chiropractor, at a wedding or whatever, church, right? Some people are blunt and direct. They're like, oh, I would never go to a chiropractor. I'm like, great, awesome, good for you. Hopefully what you're doing is working. And it's no harm, no fouls. It's all good. I get it. We are not the office for everybody. Some of you have come to our office and it's just not your cup of tea. No harm, no foul. We are who we are and we're strong in who we are and we provide what we provide and we're good with it. And if it doesn't fit your life, and that's okay. I love you in Christ and hope you find something that does, right? So, but legit, these patients come in and they're telling me, Dr. Juan, I had this symptom from this first issue. Now I'm having the second issue. And they say, I have to do this, right? But then my thought process, that symptom, how long ago did it start? Well, about 3 weeks ago or 2 months ago. Okay, it hasn't been going on for years, right? And you've been taking this drug how long? 3 years. Okay, great. Is there any other way to fix that symptom that's a secondary symptom to the drugs you're taking for the first symptom? So again, I don't want to lose you there. You have symptom number one. you're getting treated with medication, number one. That symptom and medication, well, the medication for number one is causing a symptom, which is symptom number two. Now you get put on a medication for symptom number two, right? My question to you is this. Follow your prescriptions, right? Great. You're doing it. You do it for the medical model. And you do it for the drugs and everything the doctor tells you. Why couldn't you then, realizing, like, I'm going to end up on two pills now. Why couldn't you and your doctor, and the circle of trust you have when it comes to your healthcare, think of this. Hey, you know what? I'm going to try to prevent that symptom number two or try to manage it naturally. Again, if it's something that's like life or death, I understand. Probably should not be doing that because clearly you're already in the hole. You're already in desperation. You're already taking a medication for symptom number one. It's causing symptom number two. Symptom number two can be deadly, probably beyond prevention at this moment, right? Possibly, depending on your case. But if it's not a life or death symptom, like a rash or something else or joint swelling or whatever, couldn't you approach it with a preventative idea, a preventative approach, a preventative way? Why do you have to automatically say, well, I'm on pill number one. The doctor said I had to take it because I have symptom number one, and then symptom number one and medication number one is causing symptom number two. So I have to take this medication for symptom number two because they say I have to take it. You should probably gain a second opinion or even a third opinion to see what else is available for you to do, right? So you'll follow that prescription to the T. 100%. No harm, no foul. And again, prescriptions are made based off of studies that are done by the pharmaceutical companies that are making these drugs. And they have to prove that the drug that they're making is going to be safe and effective in treating whatever symptom you have. And the way that they consider it successful is by reducing your symptomatology, not completely taking it away, by the way, just I hope you know that. Your medication you take, for the most part, is not to take the symptoms completely away and get you back to zero. It's to reduce that symptom by 50%. In some cases, it might be higher percentage or lower percentage. They say, you know, if we reduce the symptoms by 30%, you're winning. If you reduce the symptoms by 50% or less, like even below 50%, we're killing it, right? So again, don't be fooled into thinking that, oh, like this is going to take care of the symptom completely, because this is exactly why some of you are on three blood pressure medications. It's like, oh, can I get an example of that? There's an example. Blood pressure medication, number one, it brings the points down. Well, it's not doing quite enough because your blood pressure is still high enough to, you know, be suspicious of causing other issues. Symptom number two, right? That nobody wants. Like symptom number two from blood pressure could be kidney issues or strokes, et cetera, right? So symptom number two, nobody wants. Symptom number one is high blood pressure. So the doctor says, hey, that blood pressure medication number one is bringing the blood pressure down by about 20%. But we need another medication to bring it down another 10% to get you down to 30%. And guess what? We'll monitor for another 6 months. Guess what? You're still not bringing it down. So now let's put you on a third medication to bring it down to that 45%. Now near 50%. Okay, you're successful. Take these three medications. Enjoy your life. And you'll follow that to the T. You'll die on the hill for it, unfortunately, right? So why then don't you, again, I'm talking to everybody listening, whether you're a patient or not a patient, or you're a patient of somebody else, like chiropractic practice, great, stay under care, right? But why don't you actually follow the prescription from your support cast that are doing the preventative, non-blown up bomb, explosion, crazy life and death issue, right? Why are you not following the prescriptions for preventative stuff? If you get this, you'll get everything. If you follow the prescription for the preventative stuff, you'll never have to, for the most part, and I'm not speaking in absolutes, but you'll more likely never have to do the prescription for the explosion crazy thing that can kill you. As soon as you get that, you will follow exactly what the physical therapist says, you'll follow what your massage therapist says, you'll follow what your nutritionist says, you'll follow what your chiropractor says, you'll follow what everybody that's your support cast preventatively, you will follow all those prescriptions. But again, you'll die on the hill for the three blood pressure medications, but you will not do the rehab exercises to stretch your spine out or to rehab your knee. But then, again, you're crying wolf when you're getting that knee replacement and you got to take 4 medications to get that knee replacement pain / inflammation / blood clot, blah, blah, blah. You're crying wolf then. I don't want to take these 4 medications because of my knee, blah, blah, blah. Again, if your knee was broken from an accident, et cetera, like that's besides the point. But preventive issues, like your hips are out of alignment and your knee took more wear and tear on the left and the right and now is so worn out that you need a knee replacement, guess what? You should have probably been following the prescription a long, long time ago. So you're not having to now have to follow the prescription now in the future when the issue is a demise and you have no other options. So again, mull on that, think about it, chew on it. I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Sunny Saturday ahead. High temperature right around 83 degrees. Feeling pretty nice with the humidity. And Sunday, just as nice, a little bit warmer in the mid-80s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. Find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can find us by also texting that number, 937-552-7364. We can listen to these shows on podcasts or Spotify. You can download them. You can share them with family members, listen to them later, etc. You can also, you know, find information on Instagram about our practice, etc. So, again, if you're texting, you can text, you know, new patient. You can text, our upcoming workshop, the immunity workshop we have on August 1st, 6:30 p.m. here in our office, Thursday evening, August 1st, 6:30 p.m. We're going to be diving into immunity, equipping your body right before school starts. Again, your kids are going to go sharing as caring. They're going to bring back some critters back to your house that you're going to have to combat and deal with. So again, if you want to learn more about the different things you can do to equip your family to be as healthy as possible this upcoming fall / winter season, be at this event. Again, it's free, 6:30 p.m., August 1st. In our practice at 1735 West Main Street in Troy. So, again, landing the plane, diving back into the prescription, follow your prescriptions. You know, I was kind of obviously going deeper and deeper into thought about the whole idea behind, preventative care versus reactionary care, prevention and reaction, right? So people will follow the prescriptions to a T, die on the hill when it comes to reactionary care, like, hey, I had blah, blah, blah issue. I got to take this prescription drug, even though I kind of been noticing my weight going up or my blood pressure going up or my blood sugar going up. I did nothing about it. And I'm forced to react and I have to take this prescription, right? So again, preventatively speaking, follow your prescriptions. You have to follow them either way, right? Either you follow them now willingly, preventatively, right? And this is, I'm talking about those of you who have slowly developed chronic issues. You can literally actually follow your prescriptions from your preventative care team, you know, your natural health doctors, your all those people you put into your lives, physical therapists, chiropractors, et cetera, follow their prescriptions on the preventative realm, and hopefully you'll never have to follow the medical prescriptions in the future that are reactionary health, right? Because you have to wait until the issue happens and explodes, right? So this is where, you know, one of the things we do in our practice is that we test your blood and urine and stool and hormones to see where your body's trending. And we test it year after year. Another friend, your doctor tests you on a yearly physical. The unfortunate part is the pathological blood work works only by showing you that you have a problem. Now we have to react and give you a medication for it. And again, doctors are telling people like, hey, you should probably watch your A1C. I'm going to give you another 6 months. If you don't get it under control, you're going to have to take a medication, right? You have to be proactive. So we look at your blood work and see what deficiencies you're having. And we know if you're deficient in vitamin C, you're going to have issues with connective tissue, collagen. And you know, if you're deficient in alpha lipoic acid, we know you're going to have an issue processing blood sugar, right? So again, like if I see that you're deficient in alpha lipoic acid, which some of you don't even know what it is, right? Most of you don't. And that's okay, because I didn't know what it was until I went to school and learned about it. But again, that's a very crucial, you know, enzyme / vitamin that is needed, an antioxidant specifically, that is needed for you to be able to conduct glycolysis and break down sugar. So if I see that you're being, you're actually developing a deficiency over time that's going to lead to you have developing deficiency in alpha lipoic acid and your blood sugar is starting to creep up, guess what? Let's not wait until you have to take metformin or insulin. Let's actually get you to work out a little bit, control your blood sugar a little bit better. I'm not saying do a crazy workout every single day. Do a 10, 15, 20, 30 minute walk every other day or something like that. And now let's start supplementing your body with alpha lipoic acid. And then let's retest later and then also do the A1C test. And let's see what your body does. Follow the prescription in the preventative realm so you hopefully don't ever have to get to the prescription in the actual reactionary realm once you already have the disease process and now you're scrambling and figuring out what do I need to do to not die early or have complications from this disease process. So I'll leave you with that. I want you to mull on it, chew on it, spit it out, regurgitate it, chew back on it, because it's such an important concept that if you get it, you get everything. Then you will never be wondering, why am I developing this disease process? You'll be on the front end of it saying, hey, I have a predisposition for this disease because of my dad's genetics. I'm going to stay ahead of it and I'm going to take whatever supplementation, working out, et cetera, detox, so I don't ever develop it. And if I do, I need the lowest amount of medications needed at that time to keep it under control. So think about that. And that's the way you want to approach health. You're in the right place. You're listening to the right show. If that's not, that's okay. Keep doing what you're doing. And I pray that it actually works really well in your favor. So, folks, I am out of time. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, you're listening to Living the Full Life from 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's and Tops. The power's on. The body heals.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
This hour was sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.